urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Anne McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
I know you hear me, Lord. I certainly heard me with the mic up at a high volume. I'm so excited. Today we have the infamous
stop
3-time Grammy nominee Marty Rotella live with us here in the studio.
Hello, Anne. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Oh, geez. He's shown his age. He said Radio Land. That's back from the 50s, Marty.
I know.
Well, I am very excited to have you with us today. You are listening to Thy Will Be Done. We're live here in His Sign Catholic Radio Network. And my friends, this is going to be one joyful program. When Marty arrives, the two of us are like two kids in a sandbox. We know that the Lord is in control and not us.
Amen.
Well, I wanted to open up with a particular scripture today, Marty. It's from the Psalms. It's Psalm 34, and it's verse 13. Malice must be banished from your tongue, deceitful conversation from your lips. Never yield to evil. Practice good. Seek peace and pursue it. The face of Yahweh frowns on evil men to wipe their memory from the earth. The eyes of Yahweh are turned toward the virtuous, His ears to their cry. This is what I think applies to your music. They cry for help, and Yahweh hears and rescues them from all their troubles. Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted. He helps those whose spirit is crushed.
Wow.
Well, after this program, if your spirit is crushed, it will not be crushed.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. Well, you'll probably write another song on the way home.
It's all coming. It's coming right now.
Well, thank you for being with us. Again, I'm Anne McGlone, and you're listening to Thy Will Be Done on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. And if you're tuning in from other areas, this is a program that's on every week at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and In His Sign Catholic Radio Network is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so we are so blessed. But this guy sitting next to me, very comfortable with his sneakers and some water and the headset on, is a 3-time Grammy nominee, 3 times, friends, and he's written over 3,000 songs. He just returned from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he will be returning for, I believe, 8 days of ministry, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So, Marty, and also, he has chosen 3 particular songs today that we just uploaded for you to listen to that have a story behind them, songs you probably haven't heard of that are newly released. But, Marty, I'm looking at you. I've known you for a while. I want to know what in the world is going on in the world from your perspective when you're ministering in the parishes, in the streets. What's happening?
And it's exciting. I'll tell you what is exciting about it is a lot of people don't see what's happening all over. I'm just blessed enough to get into these places, get into the cities, talk to the people. I was on a reservation in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the key here is to see that there are groups everywhere that are on fire, that are rising up. You know, it's hidden because they're small prayer groups, and maybe they're at a person's house and nobody knows about it. And maybe they get down a little bit. But what the key is that they continue. They continue. And that's what I'm seeing. All these groups, if you put them all together, it's this giant cry out to God. It's like Old Testament cry out, you know? Ooh. It's crying out to God, and then God listens, and God then says, all right, and he pours His graces down. So we're in a great time of history here, and I see it everywhere I go. If you don't see it out there, people, just remember it's happening. I'm telling you right now that there are people everywhere that are sick and tired of what's happening. They want to banish, that was the word in the reading, they want to banish what's not good in their lives, and they want to bring in this wonderful journey of Jesus, this love, this unconditional love that this guy is trying to really give to the world, and God's hearing the cry. So keep crying. Don't be a fanatic. Don't go on the streets and be a fanatic. I never go on to even mention God. I just just go out and be him. Just be Jesus. Be this unconditional love as much as you can every day.
We both have a friend, Monsignor John Essif, from the diocese in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and he always does a teaching on be Jesus.
Mm.
Be Jesus.
Yep.
And I remember the first time I heard his teaching on be Jesus, Marty, I thought, well, of course we want to be Jesus. What's the big deal about this teaching? The more he spoke about it, the more it resonated. Be Jesus. So that means be merciful. Do not gossip. Mm. Do not judge others. Be at peace. And if you're not at peace, you know, he wants us to be Jesus to every person we encounter. And you're encountering, I don't know, thousands of people a year in all the states across the United States. And before, I don't even know if you're still performing and ministering globally. But you did.
Yeah, wherever God brings me. You know, the reading you gave before, we banish the stuff that's not good.
Right.
And we receive and get out to the world what's good. And the answer is peace. So the peace is Jesus. You know, especially just Christmas time, you know, what's the answer? Peace is Jesus. Jesus is unconditional love. So the key here is that banish the stuff that's not good and bring in the peace. What happens when you banish or get rid of the stuff that's not good in your life? Peace comes. In everybody wants peace, and then everybody wants unconditional love. You know, we're always looking for it, we're desiring it. You're created in unconditional love, and your soul is the center of your heart, always looking for it. And the key here is that Jesus is that, and he shows us that. So the key is just open yourself to his love, and then you can go out and give it. It's really exciting. It's an exciting journey.
Well, you know what, Marty, I'm a new listener. Pretend I'm a new listener and I'm just finding this program on AM, on the AM dial, or on the internet, or some of the smartphone apps. How in the world would one banish the evil in one's life? How, I mean, you're saying it. We just read it in the scriptures. What is the formula to you? Because both of us have walked through that and banishing people and things and situations that are not from God.
Mm.
But what is your formula that the Lord placed on your heart?
I think it starts with a yes. That's it. Just say yes. You know, if you think about it, 2,000 years ago, Jesus said to his Father in heaven, yes, I will become human. Yes, I'll let them kill me. Yes, I will open the gates of heaven for you, Father. So that's what we have to do. Just say yes. Mary said yes when she accepted Jesus as her child. So just say yes. Just start and get on your knees in front of your bed and say, look, yes, I want you. I love you, Jesus, and I want to be like you. I give you my life. You're not going to be perfect. We're going to sin till the day we die. So the key is, I just want to be better. Help me to be better. There are three questions every day before you get up. Ask these three questions. God, who are you? I want to know more about you. God, who am I? I want to know more about me. And God, what is love? I want to love more. If you say that every day, you ask before you get out of bed, just say, God, I want to know you more. You created me. I want to know me more. And I want to know what love is so I can go out and be you. That's how we start. Don't worry about it. If you still sin, you sin. And just come back. Just come back. I'm sorry. Come back. Just keep coming back and saying yes again. Yes again. If you see how it starts to diminish, the grace starts to come down and starts to diminish. You're not going to do it. We don't have that power. But when you hold his hand, you will get the power. You will see how things start to diminish, and all of a sudden, saying, "Wow, man, I'm feeling better about myself. I'm going out and loving people. This is the change. Don't wait for anybody else to change. You start it, and it will begin, and it will continue. Guaranteed. I love that word. It's one of my favorite words.
Guaranteed. You know, I once interviewed Dr. Ralph Martin, and I was asking him, look, you know, you're giving a lovely teaching. I'm thinking of the listener right now, Ralph Martin, who is stuck in the mud. That's my favorite phase. Yours is guaranteed, and mine is stuck in the mud. So I said, what is your remedy for people who are stuck in the mud? And guess what he said?
What's that?
Just show up.
Hmm.
Now think about that.
Yeah.
Just show up. What? Just show up. So perhaps you need to go to confession, perhaps adoration, or maybe you need to reconcile with someone.
Hmm.
He simplified it all and said, just show up. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking, you know, this all sounds pretty good, but I'm not quite sure. So Marty's telling you it's guaranteed. if you answer those three questions and you ask the Lord into your life to banish all that is not of God. And I'm saying just show up. God does the rest. Just show up to adoration. God does the rest.
Beautiful. Just say yes, too. There it is. Say yes, and God does the rest.
Is that a new song, Marty? Woohoo! Just say yes, and God does the rest. You know, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marty Rotella, three-time Grammy nominee, and I'm Anne McGlone, and you're listening to Thy Will Be Done on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. Greatest secret around In His Sign Catholic Radio. Close to 40 years on the air. Can you imagine?
Wow, that's fantastic.
40 years plugging along.
Thank you, God.
You know, and God is good. And you've been a friend of this ministry for how many years?
Probably 30 of it.
Yes, yeah. At least 30 years. Yeah. So we're going to have several of your songs coming up that are new songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you chose one in particular for the first cut. And what is it called?
It's called Rise Up and Follow. And the key here is that just like the kings and the shepherds did, they had to rise up and follow. We're asked to do the same thing. Just rise up and follow the light.
It's the yes. It's the yes.
Yeah, we go.
It's the yes. Rise up and follow, a new cut from Marty Rotella.
Ready? In splendor from far and near, the glory of God, the light is here. The nations will praise, the people will sing. The gifts that they bring for their King. A star. We started our journey from afar. The light is strong from holy flames. We're drawn to the love that the Spirit
for this was the key.
rise up and follow. Are you ready to follow the light? I was ready to get up and start dancing, but the headset is connected to me. And you're singing along. I'm thinking, I hope you're not driving down the Schuylkill Expressway, the Garden State Parkway, or I-95, ready to rise up and go a little faster. Because if it was a sunny day, I would be singing along with you, hitting the metal to the pedal, or the pedal to the metal.
Praise God.
That's a great song.
Thank you. Praise God.
That's a new one, right?
Yeah, brand new. That's on our Christmas CD. It's called A Holy Night. So, but it's, praise God. I mean, what a joy doing it with all the great musicians and singers. Oh, it was such a joy.
If you're depressed today, all you need to do is hear that song.
Yeah.
And you're going to be dancing in your hallway, dancing at your desk with your employer who may fire you. But this is a joyful song. I think it needs to be on Spirit Power because it's so powerful.
Oh, praise God. Thank you.
Well, tell us, Marty. I mean, I'm looking at you, a skinny guy. He's laughing. You can tell we're friends. Marty Rotella, 3-time Grammy nominee. You walked in and I said, Marty, you look really skinny. What the heck? Are you starving on the road? What is happening to you?
No, well, I'd lost 20 pounds, 21 actually. God's been good to me. I mean, my doctor said, you know, you're in rough shape. I was traveling so much, eating the wrong foods, going through airports. You know, I wasn't exercising because I had a pain in my right knee. And he just, you know, I just got on my knees and said, yo, big guy, what do I do? And
yo, big guy. You
know, my doctor wanted to put me on Lipitor. I said, no way, man. I'm going to do it naturally. And I did it. I'd lost 21 pounds in 2 months, thank God. But, you know, our Lord showed me, you know, stop eating the breads, the pizzas, and the sodas and get back on the natural stuff. And the second thing was get back to exercise. But my leg hurts. Work through it. The oxygen in the blood will heal it. And I did. I pushed myself. And most people don't. You know, we don't push ourselves. We say, oh, we got to stop now because we have an injury. Sometimes when you push yourself, it actually heals. So I believe also the Eucharist. You know, I receive every day. And I ask the Eucharist when I receive Jesus to go to the areas of my body that needs healing. I can't do my missionary work for you unless you give me the healing, unless you bring me. So that's how I did it. Praise God.
Yeah. Well, you look different.
I'm not just screaming.
You've always looked healthy, but I noticed it immediately. And I always know that there's a beautiful story behind everything that happens in your life and that the Lord wants to use you even more. I don't know how you could be used even more at this point because your life is all about the Lord. But he wants you to be able to run the race and to run it well.
Yeah, amen.
And more music.
Oh, that's it. Keep going.
I can't believe.
Keep writing, keep producing, yeah.
Yeah, keep writing and keep producing. Yeah. I mean, over 3,000 songs have been recorded or just written?
No, written. Okay. Over 3,000 written. You know, hundreds have been recorded. We're working on our 20th CD now. We're starting to produce our 20th CD. Not many people can go that long. You know, we've been blessed to continue. You know, we used to produce one CD every 3 years, and now we just did five in 3 years. So, and that was under stewardship of Mission of Faith out of the Harrisburg Diocese. They're wonderful. And we jumped on board with them 3 years ago, and they believe in what we're doing, and they're helping us. And together, it's a tremendous relationship to family of getting the word out, even to people that can't afford it, you know? I mean, last trip, I actually sang on the reservation. I was on the reservation at the church where the reservation, and they're the poorest people probably in Mexico, but man, in New Mexico, but they were on fire. These people, they inspired me with how they knelt and how they really adore and love our Lord. So we're trying to get the word out everywhere. That's our mission field right now, the New Mexico. We've been called there by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's the whole Southwest, from San Diego all the way to Western Texas and from Colorado down to the border. So it's been exciting. It's very exciting.
So why do you think you've been called to that area?
Well, it's, you know, if you really are Eucharistic every day and receiving our Lord and let him lead you, as that's what I've been doing for 40 years. If you really do that, he will lead you to places you never thought. I never would have thought of going to the Southwest. But I went there once, and there's a friend of mine, Liz, and Liz Hackett was one of the founders of Life Foundation, and they used to use my music for their presentation, and she still believes in me. So when I went down there, she said, let me introduce you to Joe Szczynski. Now, Joe runs Cornerstone Bookstore in Santa Fe, which is the largest bookstore in all of the Southwest, or at least New Mexico, and he's been there for 40 years, so he knows everybody, and he's wonderful. He believes in Spirit Power. He believes in what I do. So he started setting up concert tours and benefit concerts, and it got so big that now I have an office down there. So I go once a month, about a week for every month, and I do a tour for schools, wherever I'm asked to go, you know, senior citizen centers, churches. We raise money for churches that can't, you know, that need some money being raised. And it's really exciting. People are so excited about it. So I didn't want to go there. I just, okay, whatever, Holy Spirit. And here I'm going to Southwest. So praise God.
A friend of mine just mentioned the other day, he said, you know, we need to ride the wave of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you're riding the wave.
Amen.
You didn't come up with Santa Fe.
No.
The wave of the Holy Spirit carried you there.
Absolutely.
So listen to that, friends.
Absolutely.
Ride the wave. What is the wave the Lord is presenting to you today? So think about the housewife or the guy in the car right now, Marty.
Mm.
What kind of wave could be given to them from the Holy Spirit that they're not recognizing?
Well, you know what's interesting about a wave? It's hit me as you said wave. One of the things I love to do is to stand at exactly where the water in the ocean hits the sand. And what I noticed is that the waves never stop coming. That's the mercy of God. That's the love of God. So you can take any one of those waves. You be my guest. I'm not going to tell you what wave to take. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think God does. He says, just stand at the ocean. Stand there and watch my love and my mercy never stop. It never stops. And then you pick the wave you want. It's my love and my mercy. So it's very powerful. You know, water is a powerful thing. You know, you said wave. Water is such a powerful thing. You could just sit at a creek and listen to the water hit the rocks, and that's God. You think of baptism, where we pour water on the head, or we pour water over the body, or the body's immersed. You know, you think about that, and what is it? It's God. And that's the key. And that's a yes, by the way. You know, the baptism is yes, you know. So just say yes. Go to the ocean. Sit there and say, yes, God. You know, the crazy guy Marty on the radio said to stand here.
With his crazy friend Dan.
I'd like to take a wave, but
yes.
just, and then you just take it in. And that's the key. The key is don't be a fanatic. I really stress that a lot. You know, like go to the beach. Let nobody, by yourself. Nobody has to know, and then talk to him. You know, talk to him. Make it a personal relationship. You know, Jesus is, I bow my head when I say his name because it's the name. But at night, I call him Big Guy. I say, yo, Big Guy, you got to help me out. You know, and I throw the stuff on his shoulders. He's got big shoulders. He can take it. So have a personal relationship with him. Go to the ocean and stand there. Watch the wave come in and say, you know, and start talking to him. You know, it's a wonderful journey. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, I challenge you. I challenge our listeners today to ask God, what is the wave that he wants you to ride?
Mm.
Even if you're not at the ocean, which it's pouring rain here in Philadelphia, stand on the beach in your mind tonight as you go to sleep and picture the wave coming at you. And what is the wave of the Holy Spirit that he wants you to ride at this point in your life? And you may be in a nursing home. You may be in prison. You may think, I'm trapped. I don't have a wave. Yes, you do. And what wave could someone ride who's in a nursing home or prison or someone listening who may be stuck in their home and they can't get out?
Yeah, you know, that's a real important point. When I go into Yardville Prison down in near Trenton, it's 18 to 28-year-olds. And these guys are young, and they ask me questions like that. They say, you know, it's hard in here. So one day a young man stood up, and he was holding a Bible, and he was 22, and he said, you know, Marty, I think I got an answer for the guys. I said, yeah, come on, give us. What do you have? How do you make it through each day? He said, Marty, he said, the guy next to me in my cell hates me. He wants to kill me. He says the guard goes by and he bangs the bars because he hates his job. He'd like to bang my head. He said nobody calls me, nobody visits me, nobody writes to me. He said, but Jesus never leaves me. That's why I hold my Bible. It's his word, and that's my connection. He says, so if he never leaves me, I can wake up every morning with another smile and go another day, and I can go to sleep the next night and get up the next day because Jesus never leaves me. He said, that's how I do it. And he helped me. That was a powerful statement from somebody. I mean, I would never want to be in that situation, but here's this guy taking this horrible situation and turning it. You know, that's another thing. Turn your negatives positive. Whatever negative you're stating, feeling, happening in your life, turn them positive. And that's what he did. He turned a negative positive by saying, Jesus never leaves me.
Well, Jesus never leaves me. Very powerful. You know, we're going to be coming up on our break in a couple minutes. And Marty, do you want to have some callers?
Yeah, sure. I'm here. Okay. Whatever you want to do.
Well, we have some two wild songs after the break to introduce you to. But listen, Jesus never leaves you. Yeah. If someone in a prison can recognize that Jesus never leaves him, then Jesus will never leave you in your nursing home, in your home where you're crippled, or in the hospital bed right now, or on your way home from work and you feel like God has abandoned you financially, or you're going through a divorce, or your family's sick. Jesus never, never, ever leaves
you. Let me go further with that.
Yes.
Jesus never leaves you. Those are the words you say. Close your eyes and say, Jesus, you never leave me. But then go into your heart. Now, what do you mean go into your heart? Travel, get your mind, your vision into your heart, because your heart is where your soul is. That's where God is. And you know that because when you sleep at night, your heart keeps beating. So who keeps you alive? You? No. Jesus in your heart, your soul, he's keeping you alive. So the key is go there. Talk to him. Close your eyes. You know, hear him. Listen to him. You know, experience him. And that's what's powerful. We don't do that. We don't take our time to go into silence. We don't get to take our time to listen. Well, some people say, well, Marty, he doesn't talk to me. Come on. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? He doesn't talk to me. Sure he does. If you're going to steal something and then all of a sudden you put it back because you knew that was somebody else's, well, he talked to you and you listened. So the key is listen to your conscience. Listen to your discernment. Listen, because God, close your eyes and go there and let him start a relationship with you one-on-one.
Wow, this is a powerful time with Marty Rotella. And if you're just tuning in, that's the voice of the infamous Marty Rotella, 3-time Grammy nominee. And he always shakes his head when I say that. You're listening to Thy Will Be Done on In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, and I'm Anne McGlone. And we are very, very blessed to have Marty with us in the studio live today. Came in all the way from I'm not going to name the town you're from, near New York City.
Yeah.
It's near New York
City. By the George Washington Bridge. I everybody knows that.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. You're up there near New York City, and I know we have listeners from all over listening today because you're on the air with us, so I thank you for driving in the rain and being with us today.
My pleasure. Love
but the second half of the program will be coming up shortly, and we have two more of Marty's cuts, and if you really, really want to speak with Marty, this is your time. I'm opening up the phone lines. Write this down. It's 610-527-2906. That's 610-527-2906 or 1-888-34-FAITH. If you're calling in the United States, it is toll-free, my friends. It's toll-free, so you don't have to worry. 1-888-34-FAITH, you don't have to pay. If you're calling from Canada or another country, of course, it costs money. Or you can listen.
Send me the bill.
Send him the bill. Or you can actually write to Marty right now at praise@inhissign.com, and Maureen will hand us the note at praise@inhissign.com. Listen, go to the Facebook page, friends, In His Sign Catholic Radio. It does have a Facebook page and Twitter at In His Sign. So much is happening. We thank you for being with us. Stay tuned because we have a lot more coming up after this commercial break.
Only God can see. My name is Anne McGlone, and I'm sharing this inspiration. With you today during this powerful radio program, In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy. The Lord called Kathleen to prepare us for a future only God can see. This is a program and a radio network which captures, elevates, inspires, and catechizes the hearts of all who listen. Kathleen is preparing hearts through this ministry as she ministers in hospital rooms privately, global conferences, and personal prayer times with individuals who listen and perfect strangers in the street. The Lord is inviting you today to become a faithful listener, for He wants you to set your heart on fire through this radio network. Are you willing to listen in the silence of your heart? This is the question the Lord is asking you. God bless you.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment, that has enabled us to stay on the air, no doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
Well, we lost a little bit of time at the bottom of the hour, but it doesn't matter because we have the infamous Marty Rotella with us.
Why'd you stop?
Well, you are. You are, and it's wonderful to have you here. You know, if you want to talk to Marty, we're opening up the phone lines for the first time at 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906, and you can, or 1-888-34-FAITH. Give him a call. Tell him you love his music or you don't like his music, but it doesn't matter.
Be honest.
Be honest. Be honest. You know, Marty, you are a bucket of information. That's the only word.
A fish bucket.
You're a beach pail of information.
Full of sand.
You're full of sand. When I look at you, it's like, where do we start? You have so much to share and so much to give. You mentioned that you ministered on a reservation. And I can't imagine the power of your music and your testimony, you know, on a reservation. And you said it was a special radio program, you know, the tower was a pole and it was taped together. But yet people back in your area heard the program. Mm. So what is the message there? Is it any different?
I think the key here is that not the message that I give. You know, I just go out and try to just give what the Holy Spirit wants to give to everybody. You know, who is God? Who am I? What is love? That's what I said before. But the key here is, what do we receive from others? That's the key. Are we open to receive from others? And when I went there, all I did was keep my mouth shut until I had to go on stage, you know, and I just listened and watched. And I was totally encouraged. I was totally inspired, on fire by a people who love God, a poor people who just love Him. And I was just like, yeah, this is awesome. You know, thank you, God. And you know, I'm a hugger. And I go around hugging everybody, and everybody, some people just shake hands, but they really received the hug, and they gave me a hug back, and it was real. You know, a lot of people, when they hug, it's kind of like, you know, it's nervous, it's whatever, you know, and I don't hold it against them, but this was real. And that's what I think what the world needs is real. If you go into a prison, if you go into the gangs, and you talk to them, they say, are you real? I'm not going to listen to you, I'm not going to do anything. Only if you're real. And I say, you know, well, to, you know, real begets real. Make sure you're real too. You know, like respect. That's what they ask in the gangs. Respect me. And I say, yeah, I'll respect you, but respect begets respect. So that's what I got. I received something that was so powerful in the love of Jesus in these communities in the Southwest.
I'm just thinking of television. If one turns on the television today or yesterday or a month ago, there's so much anger. So much anger. Mm. And music can surpass that anger. Your music in particular can surpass that anger.
Yeah.
And so if I'm on the streets where there's a lot of anger, or I'm in a situation, a social situation where there's a lot of anger, you know, how do you get them to respect you? You know, how do you get people to respect you? I know that you have a little temper.
Well, the thing is, love them where they are. Love them just as they are, where they are. That's the key. That's what Jesus did. He didn't go and start pointing fingers. I mean, the lady at the well, he said to her, the lady who committed adultery, they brought her, and he said to her, where'd they go? He cared about her. Where did they go? You know, and old Denny said, go and sin no more. So the key here is to accept people where they are. Just bring them in. You know, you said anger, you know, and I think the key here is that disrespect too. So if you're disrespectful, if you have an anger that's not leading to reconciliation or love, then look in the mirror and say, how can I change? You can't change anyone else. Work on yourself. You know, so what can I do to make this world a better world, you know, to less anger, not only anger, but gossip, less pointing a finger. You know, they always say when you point the finger, the other three are pointing back at you. So I like to look in the mirror every night and just say, God, I want to be a better Marty. I want to be you on the streets. I don't care what other people do to me. Of course, you do care, you know, okay. But I just want to be better. I want to go out there and be you. Unconditional love.
Well, unconditional love. Set up the next song that you brought with us today, and we set up in the computer. What is the name of the song? Is this your special one?
Yeah, this is my favorite song I've ever written.
Yes.
I have a good 20 that I love, but this is my favorite, and it's called As I Grew, I Waited. And the key here is As I Grew, I Waited means that I'm made in unconditional love by God, and He lives inside of me. And I didn't know this, but psychologically, we're desiring that unconditional love. And if we don't receive it from people in our lives, okay, that what we do is we're always searching for it. We don't know that. So that's what it's about, As I Grew, I Waited. And as I found out this through, you know, through some therapy in my own life and through spiritual direction, I realized that now I want to give it to other people. I want to try to give as much unconditional. We're never going to give unconditional love because we're human. It's conditional. But we want to try. Jesus says, be as perfect as the Father. He really meant try. So I want to try and give unconditional love to everybody I meet before I leave this earth. So and then they would say, wow. Inside, they would say, wow, I'm loved. And that's what the song's about.
Well, I hope Frank gets back in here because we want to cue up the song.
Frankie!
He's loving the interview so much.
Oh, good, good.
Yes, this is Marty's favorite song out of 3,000.
Wow.
Thank you.
Understand why it's your favorite song, Maria. You never heard I love you and I'm proud of you, and then the Lord healed your heart.
Amen. Amen.
At what point in your journey did you write this song?
This was just a few years ago, 3 years ago. Just 3 years ago I wrote this. And the key here is that it's healing psychologically. See, we're a being that has four components. The four components are spiritual, which is the most important, and we always leave it last, should be first. Physical, psychological, and emotional. And that's what this song does. It touches that psychological part, that emotional part, where you rise, your self-image rises in the fact that I am a human being. I am made in love. I am love. I'm part of that. So that's the power of it. And if you have those four components working all together, it's healing. It's purposeful. See? That's what makes our life purposeful.
Well, I hope you use this in ministering all over the United States and tell the story of how it was written and how there are two parts to this you were explaining.
Yes.
The two parts are you're crying out for someone to say, I love you, I'm proud of you.
Right.
And the Lord responding to you.
Amen. And then what we do at the end, if you heard it, this song is to go out and try to give the love of Jesus, that love that people are needing. You know, Mother Teresa says you don't have to go and conquer the whole world. You got to start one by one. Just go one by one and plant the seed, get out of the way, and just watch what happens. You know, and that's how the world will change. Everybody says, "Oh, well, it's only one person." Yeah, but the world will change if we all start to do one person at a time.
Well, that was beautiful. The name of the song again, Marty?
As I Grew, I Waited.
And what CD is this on?
It's on Spirit Power 4.
Okay.
Spirit Power 4.
You have a website you had mentioned to me.
Yeah, the website is Marty. I'm sorry. The website is spiritpowermusic.org. I'll say it again. spiritpowermusic.org. And then you can see everything on there that you need or you would want.
Yeah. And you have different cuts from all your different CDs on there.
Yes, you can actually plug into every CD and just hear a sample of every song. So it's all there. It's a beautiful website. Yeah.
Well, you're a guy that's been in ministry how many years?
This is 37.
I can't believe it.
1980 started.
And you were a school teacher.
I was a public school teacher for 31 years. I retired 8 years ago, and now I'm full time ministry. Yeah.
Wow. 37 years, friends. This man's been faithful.
Woo!
Woohoo!
It's not me. It's not me. It's because I receive Jesus every morning. That's really, and I hold the hand of Mary. That's why. It's not Marty.
Marty, do you ever get down and out? Yeah, all this music. Yeah. I mean, do you sing to yourself? Do you ever get down and out?
Yeah, of course you do. Everybody gets down and out. But that's what Jesus is all about. That's what it's all about, this love. And that's what it's about, having friends. Friends that know you, that really feel the same way, that can lift you. You know, and when God gives you those friends, you know, you got to hold on to them, you know. If somebody's bringing you down, you know, they might not be the friend that has to be around you. But the ones that are lifting you, yeah, yeah.
Well, we have a very special caller.
Okay.
Lisa?
Yes, hi.
You're live on the air with Marty.
I don't want to take over your job, Ann, but I would like to sort of ask a lot of questions of Marty. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Lisa.
Could you tell us how you got started, how old you were? I didn't tune in right at the very beginning. You might have already said it, but how old you were when you first started writing, and how is it that you chronicle your songs? Do you write them down, have them typed up, and put them in alphabetical order? Because 3,000 is a lot. I'm not saying
you
write that many, but it just seems like an awfully large number of songs to keep track of.
Well, Lisa, it's a lot of piles in my piano room. But let me just tell you, at 14, I was a professional singer. I learned piano at the age of 8. The whole family were musicians, so I joined my father's band at the age of 14. I was a professional singer starting from 14 to 25, doing pop music, and I sang in commercials. I did a movie. I sang in Friday the 13th, the movie. I was offered to open up for Bill Cosby in Las Vegas, June of 81, and it was a millions of dollars contract. And at the age of 24, and I was really graced. I didn't care about God at that time, but I was graced the fact that my lawyer said to me, "If you sign a contract, you'll sell your soul." And I said, "What?" And then, it was because the company had some, raw dealings happening. So thank God he said that to me, and I didn't sign the contract. And that's when I realized my mother's prayers were kicking in. I wanted to find God at the 25, and I wanted to continue writing and producing music. So the songs just came. I just gave God my life. I came back to the faith, my Catholic faith, and I just gave him my life. I'm a daily communicant for the last 37 years, and the songs just come. I don't ask for them. I don't want to write these songs. They just come, and 3,000 songs have come within the last 37 years. So, there are piles everywhere in my room. They're not categorized or cataloged or anything. It's just all over the place, but I kind of know where they are and when I need them, and it's just a wonderful journey. I hope I answered that question for you.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for calling.
Well,
and
I,
God
I
bless you.
I want to say something else.
Okay. We have a couple of callers, and we're running out of time.
The possibility that you ever would, and that you would have them typed up and put in a book form and have people, even if they don't get to hear them, if they don't buy your CDs or listen to the music, they can read them as if they were poems in a book.
Yeah, it's okay, because we do have a lot of them computerized. So if somebody likes one of the songs, we have them computerized, and we can send them a lead sheet. All right?
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good question. Wow. Yeah, of course
nice.
It is.
Beautiful.
Now, the next song, you brought another song in. Mm. What is it?
The final song is called Beautiful Love.
Beautiful love.
Yeah, that's what God is. Beautiful love. It's a little
beautiful.
Rock. This has some rock into
beautiful.
It. If you like rock and roll, a little bit of rock.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't speed up your cars.
No, not fast, just rock.
Okay.
Adore and give thanks in your glory.
beautiful love. Your beautiful
heard it. When I heard that electric guitar, my ears went, what? That's a Marty song? Make me beautiful like you.
Yeah, amen.
Wow. Amen. I'm sure you minister to a lot of people who are just tuning in or thinking, what in the world is this program? It's Marty Rotella. Make me beautiful like you. Spirit Power 4?
That's Spirit Power 3. And the band behind me is Who Do You Say I Am from Cleveland, with Andy Andino as a producer. And the guitar work was by Frankie Gonzalez, phenomenal guitarist. And it's a beautiful rock song, but that theme of make me, God, make me beautiful like you, you know, just, oh, gosh. I get chills at that end, just the fact I'm asking God to make me beautiful like him, you know.
I think that this song would be a big hit with young people.
They like it. Yeah.
They like it. And yeah. I know my husband, if he's listening, is probably rocking out because he likes that electric guitar.
Go, Jim, go.
Go, Jim. And I'm like, oh, no, I need soft instrumental music. But that music would touch the hearts of many people. And I know it is.
Yeah, praise God.
So people can find that on your website as well.
Yes. Yes.
Well, again, if you're just tuning in, you did listen to that song on In His Sign Catholic Radio, and we're here with Marty Rotella. That's Rotella. Mm-hmm. And he is a 3-time Grammy nominee, and he has written over 3,000 songs, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Over 37-year history in ministry, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. I love your stories of your mom's rosaries and, yeah. and your brother Jules at the piano and your dad. And your talent is amazing. Your talent
God
is amazing.
God is good. He's awesome.
But I can't wait to see how the Lord uses you in the coming years.
Mm, yeah.
Now, what is your sense?
Well, the thing is that it's not the growth of Marty Rotella. That's the key. The key is the growth of it's called Spirit Power, the power of the Holy Spirit. And on my CDs, you won't see my face because it's not me. It's the message. So the key here is to open it up to young talent that, you know, we're looking at new young talent now and open it up to more people who want to jump on board, whether it's in the Southwest, whether it's here on East Coast, whether it's anywhere in the world that wants to jump on board with Spirit Power and sing and write music. And the problem there is that there's a lot of people that contact me and want to be jump on board. But you know, we have to be aware of many things when we look at music or people's voices or their spirituality. So it's a wonderful journey. And just let the Holy Spirit show us who has to come on board and come with us on this journey. So.
But in the early days, you self-published.
Oh, I still. This
oh,
is
you
all
do?
My music.
Okay.
Yeah, still.
And so you own all the music?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people...
Well, if they write music, they keep it. They keep
okay.
their own rights to the music. Sure, sure.
Anybody? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left, Marty. I know. We need another hour. We need another hour because within your personal witness, that's a whole hour unto itself.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, our listeners know you mostly, and they've heard you and over the years, and you're a friend of In His Sign Catholic Radio.
Amen.
Longtime friend. And mm-hmm. I can't believe you drove down in the rain, you know, to do this one-hour program, and I thank you so much.
I love it. My pleasure. My pleasure. To you and to all the people, you know, that are listening. Love it.
And your website again?
Marty.
Keep
SpiritPowerMusic.org. That's
yes.
SpiritPowerMusic.org.
Well, thank you, Marty, for being with
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks for the invite. Love you all out there, everybody.
Yeah.
God
if
bless.
He says Radio Land, we're all out of here because we know we're in the 50s.
I didn't say it. I learned my lesson.
Well, next week, my dear friends, we have Father Richard Finio, who will be on discussing the power of St. Michael. As many of you know, he's an exorcist, training in spiritual formation, seminarians and priests in Houston, Texas. And he is going to be discussing St. Michael, that archangel that we all need and love, and the power of the angels, the hierarchy of angels. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you. I pray that Our Lady of Fatima, during this special year, bless all of you with her abundant love. God bless you.
Be alert, stand firm, trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope.